Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Mimi Dietrich about her run-in with rock and roll.
There's two things that you need to know before I start to tell the story. One is that I am a quilter, and most people who think about quilters think of us as little old, you know, grandmothers who sit around and stitch. The second thing I need you to know is that Lynyrd Skynyrd is a Southern rock band. I've always wanted to meet a rock star. In Hershey, Pennsylvania, there was a huge gathering of quilters. Probably about 5,000 quilters go to Hershey, Pennsylvania at the end of July. Last year when we were there, the band that played a big concert was the Jonas Brothers. This year, it was Kid Rock and Lynyrd Skynyrd. So, all right. I didn't know Freebird before this whole thing happened. So the night of the big concert, four of us went out to dinner, and we were sitting there in front of the hotel waiting for everybody to kind of get together, and these two gigantic buses came through the parking lot of the hotel, Lynyrd Skynyrd. They had a police escort, and they were on the way to the concert. We went to dinner. We had a great time. We came back about 2.5 hours later, and two of my friends decided that they were going to go up to the room, and myself and another friend decided that we needed to stop in the coffee shop and get bananas for breakfast the next morning. So we went in, we got our bananas, and we're holding our bananas in our hands. Came around the corner, we hopped in the elevator, and as the doors closed, we realized that there we were, standing there with two bananas, two little quilters in little pink shirts that said Quilt Odyssey, surrounded by huge people with black shirts, lots of hair, and more tattoos than we've ever seen in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So we looked up and said, well, guess you're not quilters, are you? And they said, no, ma'am, we're not. But my grandmother quilted. And the other guy says, my grandmother quilted too. And so we had this little conversation about grandmother's quilting and everything. And I looked at this one guy, and he had on a shirt that said Lynyrd Skynyrd on the front. And I said, wow, did y'all get to the concert tonight? And they said, why, yes, ma'am, we did. We're the Lynyrd Skynyrd band. I found out later that they were the ones who sang, well, Freebird is their, you know, real big song. Sweet Home Alabama. So the one big fella says to us, well, ma'am, what floor do you want to get off on? And we said, 5. And they said, oh, we're on 5 too. So we got to the 5th floor, and the doors to the elevator opened, and my friend and I started walking down the hall. And, oh, by the way, they had told us they were in room 5821. We were in 5803. So as we're walking down the hall, both of us were thinking the same thing. Safety first, safety first, safety first. You're in a hotel. You never tell anybody your room number in a hotel. So as we're walking down the hotel, I turned around because we were, of course, being followed by a rock band. And I said, would y'all do us a favor? Our friend's room is up the hall. Would you come up and surprise them? So it's like, don't take them to your own room. Take them to your friend's room. So we walked into their room with the Lynyrd Skynyrd band. And yeah, And one guy went up to my, he was actually the lead singer, he went up to my friend who's a little younger than me and said, "Hi, ma'am, my name is Johnny Van Sant." She goes, "Yes, I know."
That was a Stoop story from Mimi Dietrich about a chance celebrity meeting in an elevator. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on the record. Hope your weekend is exciting and fun.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.